Hello, this is Maura.
Hi, Maura. Forrest McGee. How are you?
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Have I called you at a bad time, or is 4:30 still good?
That's fine.
Okay.
That's fine.
Cool. So Alex spoke to you not too long ago, and she was kind of filling me in on the details, what's going on. Okay. But can you kind of tell me a little bit about, you know, how is this transaction going to work? Do you have power of attorney over your mother?
No, my sister-in-law has power of attorney.
Okay.
So anything, I mean, it could be my mom's name, Ann Larson, so, but my sister-in-law has power of attorney. So.
Okay, so y'all are working together on this?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're closer to the property. My husband and I live just 8 miles from the property, but my sister-in-law is in Northern Virginia, which is closer to where my mom is in assisted living.
Okay. Can you tell me a little bit about, you know, the property? I mean, did you grow up there, or has it been a family for a long time, or what's up?
No, they bought it like about 15 years ago, and the people that the Gillums lived there before, they built the house. So I moved from Northern Virginia to Southern Virginia, and my dad and mom decided to follow me down here from Virginia. And it's a rural area, but it's a small town. There's only one traffic light in Charlotte County, but we're close to universities. And Hamden, Sydney, and Longwood University are close by, in Southside Virginia Community College. But it is, you know, it is a rural area, so there's low inventory. And but it is a big house for this area. And we've had, I mean, maybe Alex told you, but we've had people calling us and wanting to do payment plans and other purchase offers and things like that. But anyway, we're just entertaining different offers right now.
Right, but she said that cash is king. I mean, because you're trying to, you know, pay for your mother's assisted living.
Right.
Yeah, I would advise against. I mean, we do seller financing on properties that we have. And, you know, we do seller financing for people like you as well. But I would advise you. I would advise you not to do it with somebody that's going to live there. There's a lot of nuances and, you know, things you should have in the agreement. I would advise you not, that would be a bad decision.
Yeah. Now we can't, because she needs, I mean, her assisted living is like $5,000 a month. So,
wow.
We really do need cash.
Any of her, you know, Social Security or Medicare or anything paying for that, or is that all out of pocket?
Well, she has some Social Security, but it's not that. And Medicare doesn't pay for long-term care. Medicaid will, but she has to sell her assets before she's eligible for Medicaid. And she has to sell them at market value. So that's the Medicaid problem. So we have to, like, make sure it's sold at whatever, you know, we can prove was market value.
Well, market value is the sale of the house. I mean, it's the sale price of the house. That's market value because you've advertised it, you know. So whatever it sells for in its current condition, it's not like this is an off-market deal. You did a for sale by owner. So, you know, you're taking the highest and best, you know, at this point. So that's
exactly
value. That's market value.
That's what we're going to go by. below the tax,
right? Yeah. Okay. So I noticed I was briefly looking at. I was at another appointment when Alex was talking to you, but she sent me your listing, and I noticed that there was like a $30-some thousand price increase. Why were you at one price and then went to another?
We relisted it at more.
When we had it on the it's not on the MLS, but it's on some of these
for sale by owner sites.
Yeah. So we had it. I think it came up automatically with on Zillow or one of those at like 125 or 130 or something like that. But we had somebody make us an offer somewhere around 85, and that's where you're seeing this difference from. We had, I think one of them said 85 on it. just got them all aligned so they're the same now. But that offer fell through. They couldn't work it out with their contractor. But the 120 price is just what we're going on there. We're negotiating.
So you were already in an agreement with somebody that you just couldn't follow through?
Yeah, we had an offer, a purchase agreement, and they couldn't get stuff worked out with their actor, so they backed out.
Okay, so what other things do I need to know about the property? I mean, you said, you know, take everything. I'm fine with that inside the property. I get that. We do that all the time. But what kind of improvements, I mean, if you were going to live there, what would...
Oh, okay. Yeah, I need to get away from my parent. He likes to talk. He's so loud sometimes. if I was going to live there, I mean, it is a big, nice house. There's a small leak, I told Alex, over the pantry. But it's a new roof. It's a new metal roof. So I think it's just a flashing issue or something. I don't know. Some caulking or something. But there is a small leak. And then my parents never fixed the floor in the back, like, nursery-size room, bedroom, I guess, on the first floor. And there's a chimney over that room, so my mom said it was a kitchen or something. I don't know what it was, but they never fixed that floor. So I would say the floor in the pantry, the floor in the back bedroom downstairs, and then if the floors were refinished, and if the kitchen was fixed up some. But I live in an old house, so I'm not like, you know, and people around here it's not like people are looking for the same thing that they're looking for in a suburban area. New and everything with new flooring. If the floors were refinished, I mean, I did a lot of mud work myself personally, so it's in a lot better shape than it was when my dad bought it. But there's still, you know, some rooms didn't get the mud and painted, but most did. But it would, you know, probably you'd have to repaint it, clean it up, paint it. It would be great. Right there, fix the floors. And there's some broken windows, so that would need to be fixed. There's like storm windows that need to be fixed, and one window needs to be replaced. But, I mean, it needs some love, but it's kind of wooded. I mean, it's a nice old house. It's a French doors downstairs, fireplace downstairs, upstairs. Two new propane heaters, well, newish, that my dad had put in.
What do you mean there. Propane heaters? So there's no central air?
No, there's no central air in that. Mm-mm.
And the heating source is either wood or those propane heaters?
There's propane, and then there's baseboard electric in the Florida room.
Expensive. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. How would I go about getting an offer? I mean, because, you know, your sister is the power of attorney, so... She's the one that have to sign the agreement. How would I go about getting an offer to you guys?
You could email it to both of us.
Okay. Can you do me a favor? Can you text? Are you on a cell phone? Did I call you on a cell phone?
Yeah.
Okay. Could you text me the email addresses that I need to do it and the full name of your sister? That's the POA.
Yeah.
Okay. So windows, some floor, some kind of flashing problem, no
porch,
central air.
Porch. Front porch needs some work.
What about the well? I mean, that you have city water, it's septic. Yeah. What about the septic? Tell me about that.
It's fine. I mean, there's been no issues with that. It's mowed. Well, you know, currently there's no trees growing on it or anything. It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
As far as I know, it's fine.
Did your parents, when they bought the home, have it professionally inspected?
I don't know. Okay. My dad bought it he bought it at an auction.
Then he did not. So okay. All right.
Probably didn't right. have it inspected.
Do you know when the last time it's been pumped?
I don't know. But it was just the two of them living there for 15 years.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And part-time, that's true, too. My husband reminded me. They lived, you know, they had a have a place in Northern Virginia, so they would come down the first several years. Just
where are y'all from in Nova?
Loudoun County.
Yeah, I lived in Haymarket when I went to high school, and then I transplanted myself. I was living in Woodbridge, and we moved 15 years ago. I couldn't take it anymore. I was done.
Okay. Yeah.
I've been up there. I haven't been up there in 6 months. I've been up there twice in the last week. I don't know what's wrong with me.
I don't know what's wrong with you. Yeah, I'm a refugee. I say I'm a refugee from Northern Virginia.
Yeah, I get it. Okay. All right. So, I mean, you say the thing's negotiable. You had a contract at 85. I mean, is that, and that guy said the contractor said it was too much. So we don't hire out contractors. I have my own crew. So I'm fairly comfortable at like that, you know, 85 to 87 price range. Is that even something you can, that's not even something you consider?
Possibly. We do have somebody who's offered 100 and they're going to inspect it and we'll see. You know, they may back out, and that's my prediction actually. They're going to say, no, we're not going to do 100, but if they do, of course, we would take them.
So,
but yeah, 85, 87, sure. If they back out, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, we'll see what they say. If they back out entirely or they reduce it. So. They're out of New York City. I don't know what kind of team they have either.
Well, I'm not in Phoenix. I'm in Richmond, but I'm not that far. I've done deals in Phoenix before, so I know the area.
Okay.
It's not like, you know, I'm going to have to find somebody on Marketplace to go inspect the place. You know, I would do it myself.
Yeah.
You know, somebody from New York, I mean, we hire tours quite a bit. You know, they see how inexpensive things are down here and or how we live in reality and they don't, let's put it like that. So
we'll see.
Same thing like Northern Virginia, right? They don't live in the reality that we live in, you know, fair market values. But anyway, if you would email me, if you would text message me, your two emails and your sister's full name, and then I'll get an agreement over to you guys, and then we'll go from there.
Okay, and we'll just hold off before we sign anything and just see the...
I will send it to you in a PDF and an email attachment. We normally do electronic signature, but I'll send it to you in that. I mean... When are you giving these guys, when's their inspection period expire?
Well, they're going to be by tomorrow at 11, but what did you say, when that expires, when they, or come by?
Are you in an agreement with them at 100?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, but I'm not sure it's going to work out, so.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you're already in an agreement with them, so you have a pending contract.
I don't understand the difference between an agreement and a contract, honestly. I mean,
It's synonymous. So you've signed paperwork or a purchase agreement that you agree to sell the property to those people, your sister.
Yeah.
Okay.
I see. But they can back out. In the print, it says if they don't deem it, you know.
Yeah. That's
whatever.
The inspection period. That's standard clause in any inspection period. And mine will say the same thing. Just letting you know.
Yeah.
So,
right.
That's just standard verbiage these days on cash offers.
Yeah, understandable.
Okay. All right.
So
well,
they can back
tell
out
you what. Yeah, you let me know what they decide to do. What I mean, more than likely, what's going to play out is they're going to take a look at it, and they're going to go, okay, we'll get back with you, and then they'll come back. We ran our numbers, and we need to renegotiate the deal. That's more than likely what's going to happen.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah.
So you just let me know, let it play out, and then this is my direct number, this 805-5040. And then if it falls out, then we'll do paperwork. If not, you know, best of luck to you. I hope you guys have an awesome life.
Oh, thanks very much. Likewise. Yeah, but
all right.
We'll see. Okay, thanks.
All right, get back with me. Thanks. Take care.
All right,
bye-bye.
All right, bye.